elections, but not another doctor.
Especially another doctor.
I think, he does make a point that we should also say Sabin is live and live vaccine, and Salk
is inactive,
as we say in the laboratory. All right. How many was it, they ask?
Well, how many people know that the European epidemic of polio, there were about 20 or 30 cases in this country? Now, of course, the American doctors will argue that the reason why polio disappeared in this country was because of the vaccine. But then why did it disappear in Europe in the 1940s and the 1950s without mass vaccination? Right. Why doesn't it occur in the third world, where only 10% of the people have ever been immunized against polio or anything else?
So, in other words, we may be fighting a tiger that died.
That's quite correct. Ask the people in Great Britain. Ask the people in Japan who...
back here. Gentlemen, if you please, I've got probably the smartest audience we've ever had.
I have a question. How long a delayed action, if any, would you connect this with, like MS?
With MS, a possibility. Would multiple sclerosis be one of the possible results?
As a matter of fact, there's a new publication that just came out from John Hoffman, who's a close associate of Toni Morris's, that gives the references linking MS in later life to the early introduction of live virus vaccines like measles and like some of the others that are live viruses. Now, at the present time, I would recommend that anybody who has MS or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis or any of those degenerative neurologic conditions of later life carefully review their vaccine histories.
I would also like to comment to that, because in connection with my case, I've been doing some research.
Let me tell him once again, Ms. Gundy, that you are a Guillain-Barré victim, contracted following the following your receipt of the swine flu vaccination.
Yes, and I am in the process of writing a book about my experience, and in the process, I've done considerable research. And from what I have learned, it looks as if immunizations frequently cause autoimmune